Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at Leacom Park, the spring training home of the Pittsburgh Pirates, getting set for game four of this six-game set between the Bradenton Marauders and your Dineen Blue Jays. I'd like to preface with sorry for my voice. It's been an exciting first few games here in Bradenton, and it's taken its toll on me. So your Blue Jays took last night's ball game by a score of 14-3, dominating on both sides throughout the evening. We'll start with the pitching, which was superb. Pat Gallagher made his fourth appearance and second start of the year for Dunedin, going five innings pitched, striking out eight and allowing just one run. A solo shot, which was the only mistake he gave up. After Gallagher, Alex Amalfi came in and shined. Amalfi pitched three perfect innings, striking out four and ending his night, catching a line drive right back at him for his final out. In the ninth, Ryan Chassie struggled with his command, allowing two runs on no hits before Grayson Thurman put the game to bed, securing a 14-3 win. The staff as a whole was filthy, only one hit allowed while striking out 14. And with the win, your Blue Jays are now back at 500 at 27-27, but have been eliminated in the first half playoff race. Elsewhere around the Florida State League, Clearwater shut out Fort Myers 2-0, now moving just a game away from clinching the West Division for the first half. Tampa beat Lakeland 11-3. Palm Beach took down Jupiter 8-6, but Jupiter got their revenge today, winning 12-2 in an afternoon game. We talked about Daytona beating St. Lucie in the game, resumed yesterday, but St. Lucie shut out Daytona in game two. Now how all that affects the standings, starting as always in the East. The Palm Beach Cardinals still lead that division at 32-23, a game up on the 31-24 Jupiter Hammerheads. The Daytona Tortugas are third at 22-32, 9.5 games back. And the St. Lucie Mets are last at 18-35. They were officially eliminated last night, 13 games back with 12 to go. In the West, the Clearwater Threshers are just one win away from clinching the West Division in the first half. They're 39-14, holding an 11.5 game lead over the Bradenton Marauders and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, both at 28-26. Your Blue Jays sit in fourth. They're 27-27 and have been officially eliminated from first half contention. Tampa Tarpons are fifth. They're 24-30. And the Lakeland Flying Tigers are last now at 21-33. But now we move on to tonight. Alessandro Ercolani makes his ninth start of the year for the Marauders. He's 1-4 on the season with a 5.52 ERA through 31 innings of work. The 19-year-old out of San Marino is in his third season with the Pirates org and his first at the single-A level. He was on the WBC roster for Italy and is in his only start against the Blue Jays this year. He went just three innings, giving up five hits and three runs all earned, but he did strike out five. And for your Blue Jays minor league rehabber, C.J. Van Eyck will make another rehab start for your Blue Jays. He made two starts, one on May 7th and one on May 13th, and looked phenomenal attempting to come back from Tommy John surgery he underwent at the end of 2021. The former second-round pick by the Blue Jays out of Florida State has spent the better part of the last 2 years on the IL and is trying to make it to the next step of his rehab. In those two starts he's made for Dunedin, he's looked great. Seven combined innings, just three hits and one run while striking out eight. A couple roster moves to make note of. C.J. Van Eyck, obviously the minor league rehabber from Vancouver, on the roster. And Jeffrey Whaler, who was just signed yesterday from Indy Ball, is now active on the roster. And now for the lineups. First for the Marauders, managed by Jonathan Johnson. Batting first in center field, Emmanuel Torero. Batting second at second, Jack Brannigan. Batting third, the DH, Termar Johnson. Batting fourth in right field, Rodolfo Nolasco. Batting fifth in left field, Tanner Treadaway. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Francisco Acuna. Batting seventh at third base, Jesus Castillo. Batting eighth at first base, Alexander Mojica. And rounding out the order for the Marauders, batting ninth, the catcher, Giovanni Planchart. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys look like this tonight. Batting first in center field, Jaden Rudd. Batting second at second, Manuel Beltre. Batting third, the shortstop, Tucker Thoman. Batting fourth in right field, Roque Salinas. Batting fifth at first base, Glenn Santiago. Batting sixth at third, Ryan McCarty. Betting 7th, the DH tonight, Robert Robertis. Betting 8th, the catcher, Nick Deschamp. Betting 9th in left field, Angel Del Rosario. And rounding, that is rounding out the order. And that will do it for your Dinning Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back before first pitch, which should be in about 8 to 10 minutes. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Dinning Blue Jays Radio Network.